where we are at the legal end of growing hemp. And we also have a gentleman that's going to be talking to us from Ireland. And he has the one that came up with hemp concrete.
So he uses hemp instead of Portland cement.
Correct.
So he uses hemp as a...
And it's,
that's exciting.
It's stronger, and it's non-toxic, and it lasts longer, and it's a far superior product.
Sounds like a winner to me.
So, yeah, so there's just an example of one of the things that we're going to learn in a very short period of time. And I think depending on what kind of questions people ask, I can do the research and bring people on as guests that can explain to us what we could do.
So my understanding of this show is we're going to try to create this an information roadmap on how the steps and the processes and the needs for a hemp to be a possibility for here on Kauai.
Yeah, and I think it's a community. I think that communities, every community on this island can participate in a product, in a process, and they can benefit by jobs, they can benefit by... you know, there's just so many creative ways that artists can use hemp as an example. I mean, we explode our creativity here and come up with some really exciting things.
I like the idea of sustainability instead of that process of bringing in a big corporation and maybe they'll hire a few people for some menial labor jobs. I really like the idea of the community coming together and participating and creating this, you know, boosting our self-esteem, boosting our self-independence in so many different aspects of what we import now.
It's true. And we have problems. I mean, we have some problems on this island. And, you know, earlier you talked about our landfill. It's like, what kinds of things can we produce on this island that we can reduce our landfill?
Oh, right. You know, I mean, I was just looking through this wonderful modern-day uses for hemp, this chart here, and, you know, just simple things like diapers. You know, they can make diapers out of hemp, and our landfill is got diapers in it and tons of it in it. And our landfill is, ever since I've moved here, it's been
full. Problem.
It's been full. And all they do is just reissuing a permit to make it go higher and higher and higher instead of coming up with a solution. And hemp is just really amazing. You know, carpets. We could produce non-toxic carpet.
Well, not only that, but when we're done with the carpet, it can be put, it could biodegrade and create, you know, a place for you to grow your garden.
Yeah.
You know, because it adds nutrients to the soil.
That's really, yeah. I mean, it's just this huge laundry list of things. It can replace a lot of the petrol, gasoline, and paints. I was really impressed that you were saying earlier that right up till the 1930s, all paints were made out of hemp.
That's true.
Hemp oil. And that's when they switched it over because of the... when they made hemp illegal.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the history of hemp. And if you're interested in the history of hemp, you can look up the history of hemp, and there's films, there's documentaries, and it's pretty amazing how when hemp, I mean, there were wars fought over hemp. And, you know, ships were captured and the hemp was stolen. And, I mean, it was like a big deal because the fabrics and the ropes and the things that were needed for war was really important. They made sails from hemp sails. They made hemp. Money was made out of hemp. So, you know, it's like, okay, let's go back and let's do it what we used to do and let's do it right.
Yeah. So quite a long laundry list of potential for this show, and we're going to stick with hemp as a topic every third Monday for the Kauai Island Hemp Show. And like you said, we're going to interview people. We're going to get into the politics of it because it was made illegal 85 years ago or so. It's starting to come back around, and... So there's a whole politics thing that we have to jump through in order to go through. Kauai has, or the state of Hawaii has already started that process for, you know, testing hemp and its viability here to grow on the islands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was last year.
Yeah, and there's the farm bill, and there's a provision in the farm bill, and that's another thing that if you're interested in looking up the farm bill and seeing what it has to say, then you've got, you know, even more interesting information, and it's pretty amazing that it used to be against the law for farmers not to grow hemp. And now it's against the law for farmers to grow hemp. As you were chatting, I found this quality paints information, and it says, quality paints and varnishes were made from hemp seed oil until 1937. 38,000 tons of hemp seeds were used in America for paint products in 1935. Sherman Williams Paint Company's testimony before Congress against the 1937 Marijuana Act. So, you know, there was some opposition to the Marijuana Tax Act.
Yeah, like you said, printing paper, newsprint, cardboard, packaging, it all switched over to trees after that time, and hemp paper is, you know, superior to.
Yeah, other products as well. For instance, Maui right now is going through the process of banning styrofoam. And it wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if we could make not styrofoam from petroleum products, but we could make styrofoam from hemp. And then when you do so, it's non-toxic. You can flavor it. You can add nuts and seeds and whatever to your packaging when you get your cheeseburger. And then if you don't like the taste of it, you don't want it, then you can just take it, put it in your garden and let it nurture your soil. So it's kind of silly that we're not doing all these things because it goes on and on and on.
Yeah. So we've got all kinds of potential of directions to go. The construction aspect of it with the hempcrete and fiberboard and fiberglass insulation,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and once again, it's all a natural product. It's all biodegradable product. It would just help our landfill tremendously to change this over. It's really amazing.
As far as building materials, you're welcome to go on the internet and check out the hemp house on Maui. And they have a sample of a hemp house, and all of the hemp, or the whole house is made from hemp materials. And one of the things that's really nice about hemp boards is that the termites don't like them. They don't mold, and they don't rot, and they're harder than wood. So here again, you have a product that, you know, what are we doing not using those materials for those natural resources for the benefit of our island? We're on an island.
Exactly.
There's no reason why we can't be sustainable here.
Exactly. Some factoids. 1 acre of hemp produces as much cellulose fiber pulp as 4 acres of trees. And you can grow 2 crops of hemp can be grown annually. Now, in the tropics out here, there's potential for 3 crops per year. And it's hemp produces the strongest, most durable natural soft fiber on Earth. It's the number one producer of biomass per acre, up to 10 tons per acre in 4 months. We were talking earlier before the show, and you were saying... It transfers CO2 into oxygen better, more efficiently than
four times more
efficient than trees.
Than trees, yeah. So, and also it also cleans the soil, and we are of an island that has been abused by many companies, and we have lots of toxic land, and the process of growing hemp cleans the soil as well. So here we are. You know, we can actually clean our soil. It's also, it also removes. We don't have radiation issue, but in Chernobyl they use hemp to remove the Pardon me?
No, I'm just always amazed at any factoid dealing with hemp. And I was just amazed. I didn't know that about Chernobyl.
Yeah, they use it to take out the radiation. So, and one of the things I'm going to research is I'll bring together for you a chemist, and we can talk about that process, and we can validate the use of that. And one of the things I think would be interesting is to test it out. Let's grow a crop. Let's on land that's contaminated. Let's test the before and after.
Right.
And see where we are. Wouldn't see if that, it actually works.
Wouldn't that be nice? Because so much of Kauai is has been doused with chemicals for generations. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't that be nice to bring the Garden Island back to being actually a garden where it grows food and grows building materials, grows fuel, and everything like that. The United States imports all the hemp used in America, and it's an industry worth over $300 million. And wouldn't that be cool if Kauai could grow the hemp and even export it to the continent so we could get that money instead of other countries. 30 countries around the world grow industrial hemp?
Well, we could do that, but I would much rather see us supply the other islands.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
And, you know, there again, I think we're a chain of islands, and I think that we have the potential to grow hemp. We don't want to become a hemp factory here. I think that our quality of life is very important. The quality of the island is very important. And I think that we really need to plan, and we need to plan carefully, because there's really there's a potential for this to get out of control. So I think that I'm going to be attending a conference in Kentucky, and they're having an annual conference, and so I'll be going, and I'll be meeting all kinds of interesting people and bringing back all kinds of interesting information. And I was looking at Kentucky, and it says the first crop grown in many states was hemp. In 1850 was a peak year for Kentucky producing 400 tons. No, excuse me, 40,000 tons of hemp, and it was the largest cash crop until the 20th century. And that's in the state archives. And many of this information is available. So you can Google almost any product and then / hemp and see what you come up with. And one of the exciting things for artists on this island is paint. They can make beautiful paints that last a lot longer, and their colors are vibrant and exciting, and you can paint on hemp canvas. And there's also a process where you can make resin from hemp, and that resin is beautiful for making jewelry. So I think those are all ideas that, you know, we on the island can embrace. I mean, there's lots of niches, there's lots of cottage industries that can be born, and we can take advantage of. So it's just a matter of thinking this through. It's a matter of getting people to share their ideas, getting together and coming up with a plan, a business plan. And I think that small businesses is the way to go. And I would like to see our communities, you know, meet and come together and take this slowly and methodically and deliberately, and actually grow a better future for our children. I think they deserve that. So if you have any questions, please give us a call. We have, what is the telephone number, y'all? I don't have it handy. I have the toll-free number is 1-866-275-1112. I'll repeat that. That's 1-866-275-1112. Okay, please give us a call and share your ideas and your questions and so forth. So another interesting way to learn about hemp is to Google Hemp Radio Podcast. And there are lots of podcasts. So you'd be amazed at how much information is available and how many people are interested, and how much information is being shared. And the research that I've done, every time I've called somebody, it's been an amazingly fun experience because everybody's like, how can we help you? What can we do? And there's several people talking about coming to Kauai to give workshops. So that would be kind of fun. That would be fun to have a workshop or two or even a conference and bring some of these folks here and give us some lessons on what we can do. So once again, give us a call. And so how are we doing over there?
I did have a phone call. It did not deal with the hemp show, but it is an important message. There's a missing person, and I want to put this call out. So if anybody sees a missing person, his name is James Hawkins. He goes by the nickname of Hawk. He's 6'4", older gentleman, slim, short gray hair. He's been missing this morning since 7:30, and he's an older gentleman. He may be disorientated. He doesn't have a car or ID with him. Once again, he's up on North Shore, and if anybody sees him, they can call the police dispatch at 241-1711. This is a missing gentleman, 6'4", Caucasian, slim, short gray hair. He's not normally out and about by himself, and so, but he's been missing since 7:30 this morning, James Hawkins. So once again, you can call the police dispatch at 241-1711.
Okay, I just gave out our call numbers if anybody has any hemp questions, and I had at my disposal the toll-free number, but what is the Kauai number?
826-7771, 826-7771, and this is a community radio station, and this is a community show, so we want the community to participate with calling up with ideas, suggestions. If you know experts in the field of hemp, or if you have anything to add, or ideas on directions we could go, people we could interview, or questions, just give us a call, 826-7771.
And just share your information, because we're interested. One of the things that I just found here that was interesting was about hemp meal provides all of the essential protein that livestock require. So what happens when a cow eats corn, it can't digest it. And so they're given antibiotics, so that keeps them from being sick, and they actually keep them on antibiotics until they die. Well, if they eat hemp, they don't get sick. They can. It's a product that they can digest, and it's an excellent source of food, and it's got all the essential proteins that it needs.
There's somebody on the phone.
Okay, how do I do that?
Just say hi.
Oh, hi. Who's
Hello, Diane.
Hi, who is this?
This is Joe King. You sound fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and
you.
And congratulations on your new show. I think it's a wonderful topic.
Well,
and
thank you.
I just thank you for your initiation. And you piqued my curiosity when you mentioned, let me move out of the wind, when you mentioned about the building materials.
Mm-hmm.
I build concrete domes, and I'm going to be building another dome, and I would be interested in learning a little bit about using hemp.
Well, I have to say they make concrete out of hemp, and they also make plaster out of hemp. And it's a far superior product than what they've got going from what I've read. And, you know, I don't know all the particulars about it, but I do know that there's lots of information about that. And there's a gentleman that I'm going to be interviewing that he's from Ireland.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a guest, and so get your questions ready for him. He's going to be quite fun to interview. And, he gives workshops here and there, and hopefully we possibly can get him to come to Kauai.
I would love to talk to him probably more in depth off the air.
Okay. I'll get you his number.
And that would be fabulous. I think that's a great idea. There's things technically that I'd like to know about rebar strength and there's these fiberglass rebars that would maybe work well with hemp. Just something new?
I think that I think you can replace fiberglass with hemp. I think it makes it.
Well, concrete requires rebar for strength.
Uh huh.
And I'm wondering if hemp requires rebar for
strength. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, you know, I don't know. You know, but he will. His name is Steve.
I would assume so, but I would love to talk about it. Well, that's my question. And if he wants to answer that on the air when he gets here, that would be wonderful. How does it work as far as building materials? I'm applying it to a monolithic dome-style building.
Okay.
That's what I'd like for him to maybe answer on the air for me.
Okay. Well, he's not going to be on this show. He's going to be on the show for next month. I will get you in touch with him before then.
That would be terrific. That would be fabulous.
Okay. He likes to Skype, so he's very accessible, and he's very excited about his product, and he's very successful. So, I mean, he'll be great for you to talk to.
I'm excited. I would love to be the forerunner on something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
Aloha.
Thanks. Bye.
So we have another caller who is very excited. He's done some research on hemp. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So if you would mind just go starting off with the arsenic and start there with our conversation we just had and sharing it with our listeners.
Okay, yeah. I was just sharing that I've done some research on taking out the arsenic levels in the soil since they're quite high from the pineapple growth, and there's a lot of places that have high arsenic levels. And in my findings, it was one particular kind of fern and the cannabis plant that sucks it out with its roots in the soil. So I think that that could be very beneficial for the island to be able to clean up the soil, use it as a soil cleaning agent. And then also just a vision that I've held is going out to Polahalli. I remember when it was sugarcane and that was so much more beautiful than it is now, and I'm just devastating to see what it's like driving out there now, and I've been holding the vision for the past couple of years that soon it will be all cannabis out there, because I think that growing that, and if Kauai goes about that, there's so many different avenues that we can take to make it really well for the world, actually. It's just about getting clear on a good plan on how we'd like to go about that. I think that's important, since mm-hmm. there are so many choices and avenues. Mm-hmm. And I really would love to have the community come together and everybody share their dreams of what they would be inspired to do with the byproducts and everything from the plant.
Exactly. Because like you said, you know, there's so many products and we have problems that we can solve. And we have a future generation with very little options. And so with hemp, they can take it anywhere they want. You know, they can create anything they want. And I think that, you know, there's just so much room for creativity. And, you know, like I said, we can grow a better future, and I think we should.
I would love to see a survey put out there that's out to middle school students, per se, of, like, we could put together, okay, so there's carpets, there's materials, there's the resins, there's the paper, there's the diapers, there's, like, all these different things that are going to constantly be in a demand, and see what they're inspired to do. Mm-hmm. Because if their heart's in it and their inspiration is there, then it can just be amazing.
I think so, too. I think it would, and not only that, I think what, in my vision, of course I'm thinking way ahead, I would love to see a hemp school. And I think that if you have a hemp school, then you can have people that are teaching kids whatever they want to do. If you want to make jewelry, if you want to paint, if you want to make macrame, or you want to do fibers, or you want to, you know, design fabrics, or, you know, make clothing.
Clothing, anything. And I love that vision, and I think, I mean, even just the fact that the wood could be made out of it, knowing that the termites and the moisture don't affect it.
The mold. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have a house with no mold?
Right. So if the school was a product of hemp, and to show, and then it could be a demonstration for people to come and see it, like, oh, look, the walls, the floors, the look how beautiful this is, and look, it's all made out of hemp. And wow, people would be blown away to see with their own eyes that how much can happen. And oh wow, they're eating a lot with it too, because a lot of people are starting to get over it just because like hemp seeds are on the shelves now. So that's a new nice thing, because I remember when I first was eating hemp seeds, people were like, oh my gosh, isn't that against the law? What are you doing eating hemp seeds? Like, are you high all the time? Or, like, you're a teacher, what are you doing? And
yeah,
I'm like, no, it's okay.
True.
Like, it's really good protein for me. I'm good, guys. Like, you should try some.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's true. I would like to see all schools have a hemp project, and I would like to see that. I know there's a school like Waimea High School, for instance, they can't grow food in their garden because it's contaminated. They have to have raised beds. So it would be
that's so sad. I actually went to Waimea High School, and that was one of my favorite classes, was the gardening class that I was in there.
Yeah, so it would be nice. That would be a great project. Let's clean it up. Let's see let's see what that process does, and what a wonderful education for these kids.
Absolutely.
So let's do it.
I hold a vision, and I'd love to get your number, and we could maybe put together a survey and continue forward with this.
Okay. I'll give you my number right here. It's 337-9977. Please give me a call.
Okay, wonderful. Let me grab a pen. I'm sure to have that. 337-9977.
It's 337-9977. And if there's other listeners out there, if you want to talk to me personally, please, there's my number. Please give me a call. I'd be happy to share information. So, and thanks for your enthusiasm.
Wonderful.
I appreciate
you.
Your call. Okay, thanks. We got another caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hi, my name is Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for talking about him. A really exciting topic. But I wanted to bring to light to you also, there's a product out there, and it's called Heart of Hemp.
Actually, with the color... Go ahead.
It's basically the insides of hemp seeds.
The inside?
And they're edible. The inside of hemp seeds, yes, and they're edible. And they're raw. And they have an abundance of health benefits. And they're really tasty.
So how do you buy? How did you get your hemp hearts?
Actually, I bought them at a health food store, and I saw a container that said hemp hearts, and it intrigued me. So I went over and started reading it, and went home and did a little research on the internet about them and the benefits. And they are full of omega-6s and omega-3s. They also have anti-inflammatory benefits. They are great for your digestion, basically. I don't know about healing as far as your digestion. I haven't done too much research about that, but it just helps get things moving. I got 5 tablespoons a day. It gives you a lot of energy. There's 27 grams of protein. It's full of fiber. And 96% of your iron intake.
96%? That's amazing.
Of your iron.
That's
huge.
Amazing.
You can turn it into butter and milk and protein powder and all other kinds of goodness, but I haven't gotten that deep into it. I put it on my salad. I sprinkle it on my salads. I put it in my yogurt. And I also put it in my cereal.
Okay, so when you buy it, it's dry? It's a dry seed?
It would be like buying sunflower seeds that weren't processed.
Uh-huh.
So basically it's a raw food. It has a nutty flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds
fantastic food.
Okay, well,
another fantastic thing hemp offers.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that information, and thank you for sharing it. And I will try that.
Check it out. Get online, people. Check it out. Read about it. It's a great superfood.
That would be a wonderful product from Hawaii Hemp Hearts.
How about that? So it was easy information to find. You just went online, and it was easy to find at your local health food store. And
most health food stores will carry them. If not, ask them,
okay.
and they'll usually get it in for you. But if you just search online Hemp Hearts or Hemp Heart Benefits, abundance of information comes up.
Hemp Hearts.
Hemp Hearts.
All right.
There you go.
Well, thank you
great.
So much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Guys. Have a good night.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye now. So I had another call while you were chatting, and this gentleman asked a great question that I think this show will address. His question was, what's the main thing holding back us from doing this hemp? Like, what's the main issue? Because he's hearing all these wonderful things that hemp provides, and just all the benefits to the community, to the person, to their health, to the construction, to the landfill. And what's the main thing holding us back?
It's against the law.
It's against the law. And why is it against?
It's against federal law.
And why?
And if we, as a state, decided we want to grow hemp, the federal law overrides the state laws, so we cannot do that. Now, if you, I don't have my dates, but when it looked like that, there again we had information about Kentucky growing hemp until the
30s. 1937. You said when the Marijuana Act came through.
And, right, and for two reasons. Okay. DuPont came out with petroleum rope.
Oh, and look so where that shot us.
And it competed with hemp. And also, William Hearst, he was the newspaper mega guy.
Uh-huh.
Well, he just bought a bazillion acres of forest.
Okay.
And he bought them to cut down to make paper. So there was no way he was going to lose any money on his trees.
Uh-huh.
So they together worked on the Marijuana Act. And it's kind of funny, if you go online and you do a little bit of research on that period of time, there's all kinds of really interesting ads about how, you know, they really attacked marijuana and said it made people crazy and it did all these terrible things.
The devil's weed or something.
They call it the devil's weed, yeah. And so, but it was very effective, and so they outlawed it. And prior to that, you know, during the we had our wars. I mean, it was really against the law for farmers not to grow it. Everybody had to grow their share. They called it hemp for victory.
Right. They grew it in my hometown where I grew up in Minnesota. Hemp was all over the place.
Well, your
so I hear
the first jeans, Levi jeans, were made from hemp. And you know, so there's just, it's been around forever, and it's just that we just you know, no one really paid attention. They just sort of shifted over to cotton, which cotton is just amazingly full of chemicals, and it's just horrible for the environment. So I think this is the time that I think people, not only on the island but in the States and all over the world, we're looking at, you know, what we're doing isn't working. And so we really seriously have to look at a change. And it's like, what can we do for that change to happen quickly, efficiently enough to where we're not just really obliterating the planet for our next generation? And I think this is a good big step.
Let's go retro, back to the way it was. You know, it's only 85, less than 85 years ago.
Yeah. So I think that I think we're well on our way. I think many states are looking at it. Like I said, I'm going to this hemp conference, and I'll learn more information about where we are. Cynthia Phelan is going to be there, and she's also going to be our guest on our next show.
Which is
so it'll be November sometime?
No, October.
I mean, October.
Third Monday, October 19th will be the next one. We'll be interviewing
Cynthia Phelan, and we'll probably have a couple of other interviews depending on, you know, how that goes and how many questions people have to ask her. But I think it's going to be pretty straightforward. She's very enthusiastic. She's been...
Now, who is she?
She's a representative, a state representative of Hawaii.
And she's initiated some... did she initiate the legislation last year or at least supported it last year for a test plot over on Oahu, which happened and was successful?
All right, and that's another avenue that I'm going to be doing research. I need to talk to those guys and find out what they learned, you know, because there's lots of varieties of hemp, and we need to know what's going to be best for us and best for our island.
All right, I'm going to do a little station ID and station work. We'll be back in about 35 seconds.
All righty then.
All right, then.
KKCR's Wave Rider program will make a huge splash during our upcoming spring membership drive. For a donation of $150, a brief message about your business will surf the airwaves during every two-hour program throughout our 11-day fundraiser. The fall membership drive begins Monday, October 5th, and continues through Thursday, October 15th. Early sign-up guarantees the most airtime for your donated dollars. WaveWriter forms are available on kkcr.org or call 826-7774 for more information. Reserve your spot in the lineup today.
Okay, is there another caller?
Okay, go again.
Hello, are you there?
Right.
Okay, I guess we're having a little bit of technical whatevers. So while we're doing that, we can talk about cars. European plants are making auto panels from hemp-based composites that are biodegradable, half the weight, and more durable and safer than fiberglass counterparts. So, in fact, one of the things that's interesting is Henry Ford's first automobile, the shell of the automobile, was made out of hemp. So there you have it. It works, and why we didn't continue that is, I think it's just based on greed. Greed and manipulation and power. So here we are. I think we can change things, and I think that if we all put our heads together and we all work together as a community, and we can figure out the best way to do this, because I think it'll work. So, and I would love to hear what you have to say. So if you have any concerns, that would be helpful too. I'd like to know if anybody does not think this is a good idea. I'd like to hear from you, and I'd like to know why. So once again, our number is 826-7771. So please give us a call. Okay? Alrighty then. Okay, so what happened over here? We're having a caller that's not going to be forthcoming, I don't think, so we'll just have to move on to something else. Let's talk about the uses of hemp oil. We have somebody? Okay, hold on. Hello?
Hi. I have a question about the dispensaries that are going to come soon.
Uh-huh.
And how the pollen from the hemp can cross-pollinate with the medicinal marijuana that people, the dispensaries are going to want to grow. And I wonder if there's going to be a need for a lot of those people to get together and talk about growing either one or the other completely indoors so that they don't cross-pollinate, because it could become an issue.
You know what? That's a really good question, and I'm going to be going to this conference, and I will bring back information, and I think that we can devote a whole show to that, because that's a potential problem.
Yeah, and because the growers who are serious about providing medicine will want to know exactly what's going on with the hemp and each one will know how to protect one and know how to protect themselves from each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad you called, because that is a problem that we need to solve before it's a problem.
Okay, I'm just throwing it in the pot.
Okay, well, great. I'm going to write it down, and I will get back to you. We'll talk about this in
on air.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thanks for doing this show. It's enlightening, and it's high time.
Oh.
No pun intended.
Or why not?
The pun is good. Thanks. That's really cute.
Okay. Aloha.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. And I think that one of the things that I need to just fess up, I mean, I'm not an expert. And I just think it's a good idea. And I'm just bumbling through this so we can all benefit somehow.
We can all learn this together.
Absolutely.
And so that'll really prove how educational the show is, because we're going to learn right along with you folks, the listeners. And another great aspect of this show is that KKCR has an archive. And so if you do miss this show, it'll be up on KKCR's archives, and we'll have a collection as the months roll on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be this wonderful information, mm-hmm. textbook of step-by-step information about hemp. And we had another phone caller, and he had some questions. I will come back to that. I'm going to go to I've got two lines. I will be right back.
Okay.
You talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Hello? Someone there?
No, no, no.
Oh, no one's there. Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Okay, we were going to be talking. I was going to talk about hemp, the uses of hemp oil. And oops, I think we're going to go on the air before we do that. Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hi. I'm
Hi.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Interesting program.
Oh, good.
And by the way, Miss Tillman, Tillman, how do you pronounce the name? The woman in government who is very much pro.
Oh, Thalen.
Thalen. Thalen,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Cynthia Thalen. Uh-huh.
Cynthia, yeah. She's on the ball, but where are these other politicians?
You know?
I mean, the only thing to get things going when they want it going for them and their big companies that they support, you know, they're out there, you know, left and right telling the people privately. That's where the hell they should be. These, you know, we got to get rid of a lot of Hawaiian politicians. I don't mean Kamakamoles, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the ones who sit in Honolulu. We should be already in hemp already. As soon as they knew the cane was going and the people were, the young people were going to have to leave these islands to work someplace else, they just played along with the real estate and all the rest of them, mostly governors and politicians.
That's very true, and I think that one, that's why I started the show, because I think that
we need to get
ahead of the game. We need to plan it out.
We're so behind.
Exactly.
And it's ridiculous, and it's all, like you said, greed. That's what turned me into this program.
Yeah,
like,
so
I turned it on when you said that.
Okay.
And
well,
it's so true, and it's terrible. We could have factories here making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we could keep young people here that would like to stay here, you know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, there's a whole generation of Filipino young men and women that have to leave these islands where their parents work very hard and their grandparents work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And I think that we need to grow them a better future, and that this is a great way to do it. So
all the generations coming.
Yeah, I think, you know. And
okay. Wonderful program.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
For
I appreciate your
Take
support.
Take my number, and if you need any help with anything, let me know.
Okay, great.
With your program.
Okay, well, thanks. That's really nice. Yeah, volunteers are great. We got another call?
Right now.
Okay, hello.
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 Aloha.
Aloha.
I have a question. I live in Kekaha also, and I'm aware that there's some people on the island that are growing test plots of CANAF. Do you know about CANAF?
I don't know. I've heard a bit about it, but and I've heard it's a very good product, but I don't know that much about it. Is that something we should look at?
Well, I don't know that much either, but I do know that Joe Hart has been growing test plots on the east side, and he's been working on possibly doing some on the west side. And apparently it has very similar products and benefits to hemp, but it's legal.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's nice to know.
Apparently a big market for it, especially for seed right now on the mainland because of the problems with, I guess, drought or whatever. It sounds very promising. I was just wondering if you guys knew anything about it.
No, but you know what? I think it's a good idea to check it out. So, do you know how to spell it? How do you spell it?
I think it's K-E-N-A-F, CANAF.
K-E-N-A-F,
And what was the name of the gentleman you said who...
His name is Joe Hart, and Felicia Cowden also knows about it.
Joe Hart?
Yes.
H-A-R-T, Hart?
Yes.
And Felicia?
Felicia also knows about it.
Okay, you know... All right. I think I'll give her a call and see if I can find him, and let's chat about that. That's a really good, you know, we need to grow ourselves out of this mess. And I think if we've got another product, then that's great. I'd like to support
that.
Yeah,
I believe it has the same kind of qualities where it can remediate the soils as well, and it doesn't require a lot of water. It pretty much grows on its own, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's grown some successful plots on the east side.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing that. I'll check it out.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
have
again.
A nice evening.
So we have one another caller on hold.
Okay.
That we'll bring up. Thank you. And I want to say that Can You Dig It Jazz is coming up in about 11 minutes or so. And thanks a lot for all the callers out there. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hi.
I just wanted to respond about the cross-pollination of the hemp and the medicinal MJ. Obviously, hemp is going to be a large-scale crop, and there's no way to keep that one indoors unless you want the seeds. But for the medicinal, you know, you're going to get your potent medicine before it goes to seed. And if you want to save your seeds and plant them again, you're going to want to do that indoors just to protect your strain and your genetic quality. However, it's not going to affect if you plant a seed that you got from somewhere with reputable source that isn't, you know, just a seed that you saved yourself. It's not going to affect the potency of your medicine that you're growing in that harvest. So it's not really that big of a concern unless you are a seed saver, in which case you're probably going to want to do it indoors anyway.
I see. Okay. Well, that's very useful information. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know, one of the things that we don't want to do is cause problems because, you know, people are doing really good work. And I certainly hear on the island, and we don't want to interfere with that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All righty then. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, we had one more phone call, and he had some questions asked. He was he wanted to know about the cannabis oil and the medicinal uses of that. He just rattled off some questions that we can address on future shows. He also wanted to know, like, what did our founding fathers use hemp for and all the different aspects of it, and what countries grow hemp, and what's the price that the United States pays for the importation of hemp, and what's the price we could get? And so those are wonderful questions. We have some answers. I know we read there's 30 countries that grow industrial hemp. And
I was trying to find that because it was an interesting list, but I don't have that. I mean, I have it, but I don't have it right here at my. I can't find it.
I remember Canada and Great Britain, Australia, Romania,
China,
and China. We're on there. I'm not sure the other ones, but that's the beautiful thing about this show is we can write all this stuff down and report back in the next 3 weeks. Cousin Rich, he's in the house. He's got 9 minutes to get all excited for Can You Dig It Jazz coming up your way, coming soon.
It's nice to see you, Diana.
Hi.
Nice to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a long time.
Right
so,
on.
Yeah.
Always good seeing you.
Yeah, right on.
Okay.
Cool.
I do have some hemp oil uses that I can rattle off.
Sure.
That he was interested in hemp oil.
Cannabis oil, but talk about some hemp oil.
Oh, cannabis oil as far as the nutritional...
The medicinal uses of that?
You know, I don't know. And I wasn't... I mean, there's lots and lots and lots of research on that subject, and I'm sure we have lots of people who have been... I mean, are pretty experts on that. So,
exactly.
You know, but as far as
hemp goes...
But as far as hemp goes, it's a great... It's a wonderful product. And let me get my glasses on. I don't know where my glasses went, but... Oh, here they are. One of the nice things about it is that it's natural. So it's a natural moisturizing oil for your body. It's used in cooking, but it's not suitable for high heat cooking. It's also used as biodiesel in the same manner like vegetable oils, although it is a safer replacement for petroleum as it's non-toxic and it doesn't harm the environment. So an almost all forms of plastics can be made by hemp oils instead of using petroleum as a base. As those made from petroleum release harm chemicals, and they're just not healthy for anybody, the people using it, the people growing it, whatever. It's just not a happy camper. So we can replace all of our plastics with hemp.
Ding, ding, ding. Wouldn't that be nice? Because we're drowning in plastic, and the ocean is being killed by plastic. The wildlife.
All right. And once again, the hemp oil is used in paints, and we don't need to have this. You were talking earlier about the city or the county picking up or have our days where we dump off our oils and our paints and so forth for the dumps. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, for the because it's labeled hazardous waste, and hemp could take all that out and save the county all this money for getting a hazardous waste permit, and we have to ship it somewhere else to a facility that can take care of that hazardous waste, because that's what it's classified as, even though you can go down to the store and buy it anytime you like.
So hemp-based paint, you can just wash it down the sink, and it's not going to hurt anybody, and it's not going to hurt any of the environment. So
seems like a win-win. We do have a phone call.
Okay, one more call.
We'll take one more call, then we'll get out. We'll say our goodbyes, and then we'll let Cousin Rich slide on in.
So. All right. Hello.
Hi. I was calling about the hemp oil. It's got lots of medicinal uses, and one place that people can find out with triple blind studies is called Realm of Caring.
It's called. Could you repeat that again?
Realm of Caring, R-E-A-L-M of Caring.
Okay.
And you can register with those guys, and then you can go to CW Botanicals and get 75% off. And what it is it's high CBD, no THC. I use it for pain and digestive problems caused by cancer.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And it's been a miracle. But there's real medical research on it. And anyway, the Realm of Caring is the site that you can find all the research and also push legislation.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, and I'm sure that our listeners that can use that information as well as the product are going to be very grateful. Thank you.
And they ship to Hawaii.
And
there you go.
And
that's an
important note. Right. Lots of places don't ship to Hawaii.
That's
so
true.
That's
okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck. I hope you're feeling better.
So how exciting to have that kind of response from a debut show of the Kauai Island Hemp Show.
Well, I'm pretty happy. I think that we're on a roll, and I think as we move on and we have interesting guests and bring more information, I think that it'll be more and more exciting, and perhaps we'll maybe even do two Mondays a month and
see what happens.
Right, we'll just have to take it one step at a time.
I'm really excited to hear about your experience at this hemp conference going on in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, this week.
So have a great time.
Thank you.
Write lots of stuff down, pay a lot of attention, meet lots of folks so we can interview them and bring them out here to Kauai through the radio waves.
All righty then. Thanks.
Sure. All right.
Okay, thanks, John. I appreciate your help.
Thank you so much. Alrighty. Cousin Rich, he's next. We're going to leave you with my favorite Dana Lyons right here, because it's just a matter of acting. That's all.
Oh, Dana Lyons. I should have thought about him first.